Welcome to Scary Savannah and Beyond. And this week, we're going to be releasing a little bonus episode because Crystal stumbled upon something that we thought was too good not to share. And this is going to fall somewhat maybe in true crime, maybe a little bit in the oddity category, but a whole lot of the what were these people thinking kind of category. Yeah. And what is this going to be?
Yeah, so from my grandma, I get a very weird thing. I'm very nosy. So I like I like to investigate things. Like, my mom likes to research police department stuff. She looks up who gets arrested, that kind of thing.
And what did your mom all used to do?
And she would sit and listen to a police scanner and just listen.
Not occasionally.
No, it was on 24 hours a day.
Sitting right in the kitchen. She had one in
her
phone.
Yeah, she had one in her kitchen and one in her bedroom. So no matter where she was, she could hear it.
Oh, my goodness.
And she called them to the police station because she knew the police, and she would find out what was going on. And sometimes we'd even go to places, like if there was a fire or something, we'd go see the fire.
I know when we first started dating, literally every time I would come over to your house, there was a cop in your kitchen talking to your mama. And I was like, that's a little weird, because a few of the cops from Stanley, there's a real tall guy, real big guys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are the cops always hanging out
around
here?
They came by every single afternoon to give her the briefing, the debrief on what was happening in our little town.
Sarah needed to know what was going on.
Which was nothing usually of any note.
All of this is to go to say that Crystal found a source for local police information that they're happening around the city we live in, which is Tybee Island, right outside of Savannah, Georgia.
Tybee has a police blog they do every week, which recaps the week in crime. And sometimes it's pretty mundane and just normal.
Sometimes.
But this week was pretty interesting, so I thought we'd share it with you.
Oh, I would love to hear this. I hadn't heard it yet.
Okay. On Monday, January 16th, a man called 911 from a local bar and asked for a ride into Savannah.
Called 911 to get a ride.
At that time, an officer responded to his location and explained that officers were not able to give him a ride. The officer further explained that the 911 system was reserved for emergencies and that the misuse of the system was against the law.
Uh-oh.
After the officer left the scene, the man proceeded to call 911 several more times to ask the police for a ride. After the fifth time, officers responded back to his location and placed him under arrest for unlawful conduct during a 911 call.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
I would love to know which bar it was and if we know this guy, because we probably do.
It's probably a local, and it's probably the bar we're both thinking of right now.
Yeah, I think it probably is.
And he knew he's going to get into jail somewhere or another, and maybe that filters back out to Savannah.
Yeah, maybe that was his goal.
I got to spend the night somewhere, and if I ain't getting a ride to Savannah, it's going to be in on the jail here.
Yeah, because eventually they will book you into Savannah jail.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, he's getting to Savannah.
Well, I mean, if they don't release you. If he was just drunk, then they probably let him go. Because we have, like, what they call the drunk tank.
It's all we do.
Yeah.
Like Mayberry. Yeah, you know, when Otis would go in the cell.
You know, right down here where the Marine Center used to be?
By the pier.
By the pier. Yes. That's where they take people that
That's where they take drunk people. Well, it's an easy access to all the local bars.
Because we have a main jail on the north end of the island, but it's most of the action that gets people in trouble happens down here. So
you're already ready to call 911 to try to get a taxi ride, huh?
Yeah. On Tuesday, January 17th, officers responded to the Tybee Island Pier in reference to an intoxicated man who had fallen out of a wheelchair. Upon arrival, officers discovered that the man was bleeding uncontrollably from what appeared to be a self-inflicted knife wound to one of his legs.
Oh no, this is horrible.
Thinking quickly, officers used department-issued tourniquets intended for their own protection to stop the flow of blood in an attempt to save the man's life. At that time, emergency medical personnel arrived on the scene and transported the man to the nearby hospital for further treatment. This is just crazy that
he was in a wheelchair
on
the pier, and he was stabbing himself.
Yes.
Because?
Maybe because he was drunk. I have no idea.
Just reasons.
Yeah.
To the point of where he's bleeding uncontrollably.
Uncontrollably. Like maybe he hit an artery. I don't know.
I know there's spots in your leg you can hit that are basically you're going to kill yourself if you do it, because it's such a main system for your blood flow.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Why would you stab yourself?
He should have just called 911 and asked for a ride to the hospital.
He should have. And I really hope this guy's okay.
Me too. I don't want him to be in pain or hurt or
even
worse.
Hopefully he got some mental help too.
Yeah. Probably had a lot of things going on secondarily.
Yeah.
In his head.
And like, was he there alone? Where were the people that were with him? Why are they letting him stab himself with a knife?
There's so many questions.
So many questions. On Wednesday, January 18th, our department received a report of a possible scam. While speaking with our officers, the victim stated that they had paid $700 to an organization that had they had been corresponding with on Facebook called Dachshunds for Adoption. At one point, a representative of the organization told the victim that the dog she had paid to adopt had been involved in an accident and asked the victim to cover the vet bills to the tune of an additional $2,400.
This sounds very scammy.
After receiving the money through Cash App, the adoption organization broke off all contact to the victim.
Because the adoption organization is in Nigeria.
I know. Is this crazy? They got how much? $700 and $2,400. It's over $3,000 out of this person for a dog.
This is how scammers work. What they usually do is they set you up with something that you want at a reasonable, like far more than reasonable price.
Yeah.
And then they get you to pay that, but they're going to try to bleach dry. So if they get that, sometimes they'll cut you off. And then otherwise, then there's going to be some other request. It's going to be like, I saw one from a video that I was watching where they're like, we're giving away guitars. Now, I didn't click on it because I know what a scam is. Yeah. So the guy responded to the guy that was impersonating him in the comments to see what the scam was and try to expose this guy. And he went and said, you know, what is the deal? What did I win? And he's like, you won this guitar. And it just showed a picture of a guitar that was clearly something that was just image like search off image. A stock image from Google. And he said, all you have to do is send the money for the shipping. And it said, here are your options. And so he said, okay, I'll go ahead and do that, which he didn't, but he made up a screen to make it look like he had transferred money and he gave it to the scammer. And then the scammer's like, well, it didn't go through. Can you go get some gift cards from Walmart and scan those and send them? And he's like, so I wanted to find out who the scammer was. So he had a way, if he could get the scammer to click a link, then the link would take him to a place that would allow him to reveal his IP address. So you would know where he's located and some details. And the guy would not click a link immediately. But then the guy trailed him along and said, okay, well, it didn't work. Can you go here and see this? And he snuck the link into the image. And the guy clicked it, went through it. He's written in Nigeria.
Of course.
It was a scam. But that's how they work. They give you something that is too good to be true.
They probably look through what you're interested in, and they probably saw this person was interested in dogs. Maybe they're looking to adopt a dog, and they're like, hey, we got the perfect dog for you.
And we're going to offer you some amazing deal. And you said it was they're going to adopt it for $200?
No, it was $700, which is not cheap. But, I mean, that sounds like a going rate.
A real dachshund adoption cost.
I don't know, but I know purebred dogs do cost, you know, substantial, a lot of money. Probably a couple thousand for some dogs.
Whatever number it was probably less a little lower than what it should be.
Yeah.
And that's how they get you. They got to entice you somehow.
But I wonder, like, when they said it was involved in an accident, did they send pictures? Because I'd want some sort of proof, like a vet bill.
It's probably not a real dog. Doesn't exist.
That's what I mean. So what did they do? Like, just take their word for it, maybe.
Well, they could have been dealing with somebody that just trusted that they're dealing with a person that's reputable.
Yeah.
They could have been dealing with somebody that provided them with pictures they sourced off of Google.
True.
I'm sure you can go search for this stuff and find something that would be believable to people. You know, it's also possible they're not Nigerian scammers. They could be somebody else around here locally doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's not just limited to people that are in other countries. I mean, there are bad people all over the world.
Yes, so our lesson for you guys is don't trust anyone.
Even yourself.
Yes, and don't send money through Cash App or Venmo or gift cards or anything like that to anybody.
No, and if you ever get an email or a text from some financial institution asking for you to click on this link to update your info or a transaction didn't go through, that's not how they do business.
Yeah, like I keep getting an invoice from PayPal for $580 and I didn't buy anything.
And she showed it to me and I looked at it and said, look at the email address that came from. And it's something, something, something dot bicyclesrus.com /.
I was just concerned that it was messing with our actual account. It's my only problem. Like, I just want to make sure we're not getting scammed through our actual account. But it's trying to get me to click this link and send $581. I'm like, I didn't buy anything.
That's why if you see something or somebody says there's something, they try to create a sense of emergency or urgency.
Yeah, you got
to
do it right now.
So what you do is you go directly, not from that link, but you go directly into your bank or PayPal or whatever it is you're using. the way you would normally log in and see if there's any issues with activity, or you call that institution directly, not through the information they send you.
Because the bank's not going to send you an email. They're going to call you if there's a problem with your account.
Or mail something to your house.
Yeah. So PayPal is all good, I think. I hope.
Well, if it's not, we're not going to Vegas.
Oh, no. On that.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Same date, January 18th, officers responded to an address on Miller Avenue in reference to a dispute between tenants and their landlord. This is Miller Avenue where...
The murder case happened on a previous episode.
Right.
Not the house, but the case.
Yeah, and I told you that we saw on Facebook a bunch of people were saying there were police and ambulances all out there. This is what it was.
Okay.
During the course of an investigation, officers found evidence to suggest that the landlord had assaulted one of his tenants with a golf club before removing two bicycles from the property and throwing them into a nearby ditch. The landlord was subsequently placed under arrest and charged with theft by taking and aggravated assault.
Theft by taking? Isn't
that's a thing.
The definition of theft?
Well, it could
be. You're taking something?
Yeah, I guess. But actually physically taking the item, not maybe like money.
Which is still taking the item, but not tangibly.
Yeah, maybe there's a distinction. I don't know. He actually physically took the bicycles, threw them in the ditch.
He physically thefted the items by taking them.
Yeah, I wonder who that was and what that was all about.
We probably know them all.
I know. On January 19th, officers responded to a local nursing home in reference to a disorderly patient.
That's got
to
be over near the lighthouse.
Yeah, that's the only nursing home we have.
That would narrow it down.
While speaking with our officers, staff members stated that the patient in question had left the nursing home in violation of COVID lockdown procedures and returned intoxicated. So they're still under lockdown?
I wasn't aware of that.
I was not either, but I can see why the poor guy wanted to get a drink.
So if he's going to get a drink, he either got in a cab to go down to the South End, or he maybe stumbled over to the North Beach Bar and Grill.
Yeah, that's the only place he could make it to walking.
Going there, they don't wear like gowns and stuff in nursing homes, do they?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay, well then who's going to question the guy? He just wants a drink.
Clearly he's old enough.
Yeah.
Officers were further advised that the patient then began to act in a, quote, inappropriate manner to other residents.
Uh-oh.
And at one point began throwing things, including a metal hole punch at staff members. Poor guy.
You can't tell me I can't go to the bar.
I know. It's Tybee. He wanted a drink. Leave him alone. While officers were attempting to speak with the patient in question, he assumed a fighting stance before grabbing an officer by the arm.
Was it fisticuffs?
Yes. And claiming that he, quote, wanted to go to jail. After freeing himself from the patient's grip, the officer attempted to de-escalate the situation until the patient began to throw items around the room. At that point, he was placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct.
And theft by taking.
Obstruction and aggravated assault.
Oh, no.
In the nursing home. Poor dude. Like, come on. Just let him sober up.
You know what? Maybe he's just trying to pad that rap sheet to look a little bit more hardcore in the nursing home.
Yeah, he needs that street cred.
He really does. Because maybe it's a dangerous place to be if you don't have the cred.
You know, like, they're not really going to do anything, hopefully, with this old guy. They're just going to let him sober up and go back to the nursing home. And so when he gets back,
he didn't hurt anybody. Well, he tried to. But I imagine when they say he threw a hole punch, he's probably like,
just threw it at the wall.
And it just fell on the floor.
What kind of damage are you going to do? So I think when he goes back, he's going to be like, everyone's going to be like, oh, he went to jail. He's cool.
We're going to have to call him something like Switchblade now.
Yeah, now he's got like
it's not Greg anymore.
Yeah, he's going to be cool around that nursing home.
We have to call him The Rock.
Yeah.
Because he's been to the hole.
I love this guy. Yeah, so that is what happened on Tybee this week.
Well, he probably would have hit on you if we were in the bar. So he probably loved you too.
Yeah, probably. So the arrest this week, we had one arrest for unlawful conduct during the 911 call. That was our first guy.
Homeboy that needs a ride.
We had two people arrested for disorderly conduct, obstruction, aggravated assault. And we had three people arrested for theft by taking, which is a misdemeanor.
Theft by taking.
Aggravated assault. Those two are misdemeanors in that case. We had a few citations this week, two for expired registrations. One for no insurance, one for a suspended registration, four people speeding, one failure to maintain lane, and two seatbelt violations. These are very low numbers for the week since it's off season.
Yeah. In July, yeah, there'd be that many events in like the first 30 minutes.
Yeah. After, so we're going to see those numbers go really, really high coming this summer. And they even keep a count of people coming on and off the island every day that's in their report.
I didn't know that. That'd be an interesting thing for us to monitor to see how it goes this season. Because Crystal's actual job, she does in real life, does involve the hospitality industry. Mm-hmm. So the number of people that come to this island do directly affect her workload. So it'd be kind of interesting to see how that fluctuates.
Yeah, it's very low right now and it shows.
Well, thank you for bringing this up and sharing with us. We just thought this might help fulfill a little bit of that true crime need. And occasionally we're going to try to release some, you know, weird bonus episodes on our off weeks, maybe when we have time to record them. And we just want to see, what do you think? Do you like hearing about our local crime blotter? Do you think we should keep doing episodes like this? If you would, send us a message, do it on social media, do it through our website. Let us know. Is there something you want to hear about? Let us know. And if you want to keep hearing more on our off weeks, go subscribe to us at Patreon, where we have exclusive additional content. You can do that at patreon.com/scarysavannah.
And make sure to check out our YouTube channel, because we have a lot of videos and we've been doing a lot of short videos.
A lot of shorts, and you can find those on our YouTube channel.
And we're about to go to Vegas, so we're going to do a lot. You're going to see all that happens in Vegas.
Actually, right after this episode comes out, we should be heading to Vegas very shortly thereafter. Keep up with us and you'll see what happens in Vegas. Hopefully we win all the money, and then we'll upgrade the host in this show, and then Crystal will have, you know, like a Hollywood celebrity here. Like, is Christian Slater still alive?
Oh my gosh, he's old.
Yeah, but so am I.
You're not nearly as old as Christian Slater.
But he's Christian Slater.
I don't think he's relevant
anymore. Was in that movie about BMX bicycles a long time ago. You probably never even heard of it.
I have not, and I don't think he's relevant anymore.
Okay, well, that sounds about my speed.
I don't know who is relevant, but...
I'm glad to know. Well, apparently we can get a hold of Magic Mike. He's been on the island, so maybe that'd be better for you.
I've never seen Magic Mike.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, tune in next time when we find out who the new co-host is going to be.
Stay tuned.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.